holding on that tzaddik vav on the base, one line up from the bottom. Omele Renachman Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishmiel HaKaimetz Osi Bar Nachman. Renachman asked Bar Yitzchak, have you heard when the fallen one is coming? Omele, who? Man Bar Nachman, who's that? Omele Mashiach. Mashiach, Bar Nachman Kavikala, you call Mashiach the fallen one? Omele Yim, Dektiv, Bayom Ahu Akim Et Sukkat David HaNofalet. You see that Malchus David has collapsed, and therefore he calls Mashiach the collapsed one, was when is he coming back? Dor sheben David Babo, the generation, I can't say exactly where he's coming, but there's a series of simonim that will allow you to know in advance that he's on his way. Because the generation in which Ben David is to come, Tamidecha Kamim Ibit Ma'atim, והשאר עיניהם חלות ביגון ויאנחה, מצרות רבות וגזרות קשות מתחדשות, עד שראשונה פקודה, שנייה ממהרת לבוא. And that generation will be few and fewer tamini chachamim. Everybody else is miserable. Terrible troubles come to the world. And there's one gezera before it's even filed away, the next one is already coming quickly. Tana Rabbana, Shavua sheben David Babo, the 7-year period, the last Shvi'is, in which Ben David is to come, Shana Rishana Mitkayim Mikra Zeh. The first year of that Shemitah is the Himtarti Alirachat Alirachat Lo Hamtir. There will be places where there will be severe drought, and other places will be unaffected. Shniya, the second year of the Shvi'is, Chitzei Ra'av Mishtalchim, there will be no place that's really completely fertile. There will be arrows of hunger. In other words, nowhere will there be a sense of a complete satiation. Shlishit Rav Gadol, the third year, there will be terrible hungers. Meisim, Anashim, Anashim, Etav, Chasidim, Vanshei, Ma'aseh, V'tara, Mishtakachat, Milam, Deha. Terrible famine in the third year. Revi'it, Sova, Aveno, Sova. The fourth year is a recovery, but not a complete recovery. V'chamishit, Sova, Gadol. The fifth year, tremendous recovery, v'achlim, v'shotim, v'smechim, everybody's happy. The Torah kozeret alam dea, people are learning again, remembering what they lost in the years of difficulties. V'ashishit kolot, the sixth year, there's rumors of the coming of Mashiach. V'ashishit milchamot, there's wars. In the seventh year, in which the Goyim are fighting against Israel, v'motzai shvi'it ben David ba. So that's the closest we can get to an answer. Amr of Yosef, well, that's a heck of an answer. Kama Shemit, David came along, so there's been plenty of Shemit, as I can tell you, have been that those kind of things going on. Well, that's just Nostradamus. Amr Abaya, well, maybe there's been plenty of years that those events took place. But did you ever see that B'shishit Kolot V'Shvi'it Milchamot, that there should be wars from the Jews and the Goyim, the Shemitah, and the year before, all kinds of... In its sense of impending gula mihavi, that you can point to vote kisidron mihavi, the order that was given over here is very specific. I mean, you're telling me there were years like that, and years like that. I mean, that's not the point. Asher chorfu ayevecha Hashem asher chorfu ikvot mishitzach. There's a question what that is doing here. Before Rashi suggests that the sukkah began with the words beikvata de mashiachas, is bringing the pasuk to tell me asher chorfot, the chorfu ikvot mishitecha, so that there's a lotion of the akev of the Mashiach that we keep referring to, the footsteps of the Mashiach.
But
the process, so the ikvot of the Mashiach, so this is how he understands it. I mean, there's a question, so take out the girsa, just take out that it was taken out the girsa. Because the shame is whether the whole process is seen as ikvot mishifecha. In other words, it's saying that there is a sense of footsteps. You ask, when is it coming? And I'm telling you, you can see from this particular Seder. If there's a Seder, it's like footsteps. Footsteps go in a Seder. And there's time a foot here and a foot there. So that's what he's tying into Rav Yosef. You saw such years. That isn't a point. I mean, everybody said, I saw an imprint of a paw here and a paw there. I mean, what is that? But footsteps means that you can note where something is going. That's the point over here. So if you learn it like that, I would assume that that's why the Groh takes out the Marshal's HaGroh, because it makes sense if you understand that it's part of the response. That's the clearest way to hear it, the way I see it anyway. Tanya. The Brisa says that Rav Yehuda Amir Dorsha ben David Babo Beit Havad Yeliznut, something mamish like Rashi Beit Havad Yeliznut, means that the Mokum of Talmidei Chachamim becomes a place of Znus. Others learn that the place that everybody will gather to is no longer the Beis HaMedrash, but rather the movie theaters. V'adalil yecharev, v'hagablan yehashem. What the gablan is, there's all kinds of approaches. The Pashtun of Shabbat, as Rashi suggested, gablan is a place. Gabel keeps being referred to in Tanakh over and over again. Gabel. I mean, here's our tourist guide. No, you have something to say?
City
you believe? Is it to the right or to the left? So, okay, others learn Gablan. The funniest pshat is that Gablan, those who create Gvulin. So, in other words, the Tamir Chachamim who put up Gvulin for the Torah, who make a siyog with Torah. But it's a sort of a stretched explanation. Ye Hashem will be put into a matzav of guilt. Now the years over here, Anshe Gvul Yisovavu is also not clear what the Gvul is, whether that's the correct Yirsa. Some have different Yirsa, very different Yirsa. It's Anshe Gvul Yisovavu Meir Le'ir V'lo Yifad Menu. So whoever these Anshe Gvul are, they will go from city to city. No? Yeah. And will not find chen in people's eyes. It's not a good shot. The Chokhmat HaSofarim Tisrach. The Talmidei Chachamim, their chokma will turn rotten. People who fear sin will be looked at as being disgusting. Now, Pnei Ador to Pnei Akela doesn't belong here. Ha'emes ne'ederet. Shemer bat'iya emet ne'ederet. What does it mean, ne'ederet? It's emet ne'ederet. I mean, emet either is or isn't. I mean, what does it mean, ne'ederet? Ami devei rab malami shenaseth adarim adarim v'olechet la. The truth will find small little groups, each one believing in their little truth, and that way it all disappears. And then we put in at the end of the Sukkah, Pnei Ador, Pnei Akela, that's where that would belong. My Vesar Mera Mishtolel, which is a continuation after the Emet Me'ederet, Hamidavei Rabbi Shila, Mish Sar Mera Mishtolel, anybody who turns aside from evil, will be mishtolel al briot. The people will look at him like he's out of his mind. What, are the guy's doing tshuva or something? Or he should be chozer b'sheila, not tshuva. Amar Rava, mireish, havamina like a kushta b'yama. I used to believe that there was no truth in this world, meaning no absolute truth, that people would stick with the truth no matter what. But then, amarli omir abonan, I heard this story from Rav Tavus, since it was Rav Tavumishmei. And this is a guy, I'm telling you, you would have given him all the money in the world. This person would never have even told a white lie. So he said over Meisah that he once arrived in a certain place that was called truth. Nobody there ever changed anything. It was exactly as it was. Nobody ever died young in that. There were never any tragedies. So Nasibi Tataminhong, I married one of their women. It looked like a good place to settle down for a man who looks for truth. Mahavali Tartan Benin Minan, I had two sons. Yumakad Avayat Vadavita Vakakai Paresha. This is, we're big on shampooing here. This girl was shampooing her head. Ati Shivavata, her neighbor came and Tarfa Adasha. She knocked on the door asking to speak to the wife. Savalaburakara, so this poor man thought, it's not nice to say she's in the bathroom, what am I going to say? So he said, she's not home, you know, typical phone response, you know, he's not here right now. You know. Immediately his two children died. Shechiva Leitart and Benin. So Otu Inche Deata Lakame, the people sent a delegation to him, they said, look, you got to leave town. It was my high, what the heck is going on? This never happened in our history. Amalur says, I wasn't even a white lie. It was just in order to, it shouldn't be something not nice. Amrulay, so they said to him, please, just leave. Mamsus, I've been a poke me after and get the heck out of our city. Valotigari Bahu Mutana. We don't need death invading Bahanak and Shimi's poor people. We've done very well without you. Chanya Rabbi Nehurai Omer Dorsh Ben David Babo Ne'arim Yavbinu Penezikinim. The generation that David, that the heir will come, the children for youth will embarrass their elders. Zikinim Yamdu Lifnei Ne'arim. The important people will be the new generation. The elders will have to stand for them. Bat Kama Bima, a girl stands up against her mother and is mevazeh her. Kala Bechamota, daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. Ufnei Hador, Ufnei HaKelev. We're back to Baladan, Ben Baladan, with the Ufnei HaKelev. Now this has a lot of Kabbalistic elements, because it's the Kelev that the Eish and Mizbeach becomes the Tzuras Kelev. And that Eish is called Baladan. So Pnei Hador, Pnei HaKelev, Ve'en HaBein Mitbayesh Mi'aviv, the son is not embarrassed of his own father. Tanya Rabbi Nathan Yomer Dorsh Ben David Babo Ha'azut Tarbet. Tremendous chutzpah in which people believe they can overturn everything will be the standard. Ha'yoker Ya'aveit, anything that's considered to be mechubad will be disgusting, or those who are mechubadim will become Rama'im. Hagefen Yitain Piryo Vayayin B'yoker, there may be a lot of production of wine, but it's going to have a big market. And the Western civilization will take over the whole world. And no one will open up their mouths. And indeed, Rav Yitzchak says, Mashiach will not come until all of the governments become non-religious. Oh, my Rava, my Krah, what's the pasuk? Kulo hafach lavan, if it all turns white, then it's Tahar. Tan Rabbanan, Ki Adin Hashem.
Things was just one that thing that there's a task force now trying to do some democracy.
Democracy, yeah. All the Arab nations. The truth is that it's not a joke. That the greatest strides of morality are always made when Israel has religion. And all over the world like that. That's the only way to bring Mashiach is to get rid of all of the crazy Avodah Zarah. And then Isha Yashar Beinav Yaseh. At least it's Yashar. It's so clearly true that every positive advance of mankind towards morality, which they could accept from Mashiach, is only by rejecting religion.
Son of Rabbah, huh? The issue now is trying to differentiate between the Muslims and Orthodox. I mean, for some people, it's hard to know enough to mean.
What is enough to mean? You see a difference between Shas and the Taliban? Or? No, seriously. What really is the difference in it?
Quality.
Turns out that people will say, well, you know, yeah, we'll restore the law of halacha. You know, so we can kill people for being machal shabbos.
I'm confused with Klal.
Okay, yeah, and Christian fundamentalists are better than Muslim fundamentalists. I mean, they talk nicer, but that's because they're living in a democracy. I don't know. It's a dangerous thing, this fundamentalism. It's dangerous. Tana Rabbanan. Yadin Hashem Amo Kireke Azlat Yad Ve'Efes Atzur Ve'Azuf. This is, people finished. Yeah. So what's the Kireke Azlat Yad Ve'Efes Atzur Ve'Azuf? Ein Ben David Ba'at Shiyerbu Amesorot. Things will be in a matzav in which people, the norm will be to give over Jews to the government. So V'Racherat Shiyis Ma'atu HaTalmidim. There's nobody that's Otzer. Real Zev, nobody helps Klal Yisrael. And Dovrachach Tchalep Rutam and Akis, until people will be aching for their parnosa. Dovrachach Yashum and Agula, they have to have given up on there ever being a Gula. Shnema of the Efes Atzur V'Yazu. Absolutely nothing that one has that could be a smart to Klal Yisrael. Kevayachol, as if to say, In Tzomech Ozer Yisrael, everybody, it looks like Klal Yisrael is finito, and that there's no chance of there being Nitzel. Unfortunately, we've seen such a matzav. Kiha the Rebbe Zera, Kiavi Mashkech Rabbanan the Mahaske Beit. When Rebbe Zera would find Talmidim that would be talking about Mashiach and putting up signs and stuff like that, Amarlos, he would tell them, Bamtusa, I'm begging you, Be'ina Minash, I ask you, Lo Tirchaku, please stop pushing off the coming of Mashiach. The more you talk about it, the less he's going to come. The Tanina Shlosha Ba'in Bezach Adas, because there's an embrace that three things come only when people stop thinking about it. Evelyn Mashiach, Mitziah. You notice you never find anything when you're looking for it. You only find it when you're not looking for it. The Akrav. And if you're looking for an Akrav, you don't see it. It only stings you when you're not aware of it. Omer Rav Ketina, Sheet Alfei Shani, Havi Alma V'chas Chaluf. The world will last for 6,000 years, and then there will be the 1 year Keneged Shabbos, Shinamah V'nizgav Hashem Levado B'yom Ahu. That Yom will be Hashem Levado, so there will be nothing else there.
Except for the Tzadikim playing around with their wings.
Yeah, if it's the same Medrash, yeah. Abaya Amar Trei Chaluf, Shinamah Yechayenu Miyomayim. And by Yom HaShlishi Yekimenu, Minif Yelefanav. So this is a whole, okay, it's a Shailah, but you know, it's a famous Machlok is arriving at the Rambam, where the Rav Tain is that the Rambam seems to be Machlish, because he says that Olam Haba, you should not think that Olam Haba means that this world comes to an end and then starts Olam Haba. No, Olam Haba is concomitant with this world. So, you know, so the Rav says, Nira Kilu Matfish, Matama Gemara, Shidal Peshni. Just to make sure, what does one have to do with the other? All he's saying is, first of all, I mean, this may be a dasyaki, but all he's saying is that the definition of the echad charuv is not nagi olam haba, nor is it nechayem yomai. That may be just a function of olam hazeh. Tanya kabati rav katina. Kishem shashviyit mishametet shana achat sheva shanim kach olam mishamet elav shanim l'shivat alafim shana. Rav Katina said 1,000 years is chorov, similar to the Braita that says that this whole Seder is basically a Seder based on the Seder of Bereishis. Shisha plus Ashvias, or Shmita Shisha plus Ashvias. Yovel is the same thing as the Shmitas themselves now are part of the cycle. So too, it's reasonable to say that the Yerlam itself is Shita Al-Fishnin, and 1 year, which is Chorav L'maisa, if you learn like those Shitas who say that this is a repetitive cycle, so then Yechayenu Miyomayim would be the year of Shemitah plus the year of Yerlam. Because the 50,000th year of Bria would be 2 years Chorav. So maybe that would be the Rambam. This is Rabbeinu Bakir Mashma, that this is a repetitive cycle.
We have to do it again.
Not you. Shinemar v'nizga v'ashem levado v'yom ahu. V'yom emizmo shir le'yom ha-shabbos. Yom shikulo Shabbos. Yom shikulo Shabbos is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's yom. It says ki elef shanim b'necha ki yom etmo ki avor. So that yom shikulo Shabbos, that's the 1,000th year. The 7,000th year. Son of Eliyahu, Sheshet Alafim Shana HaVeyalma, 6,000 years include Shnei Alafim Tohu. The first 2,000 years are without any type of clear structure, because Avraham Avinu was ready with his vision only in the 2,000th year, 2,001st year, which was when Avraham Avinu was 52 years old, was 4 years after the Haflaga, was the beginning of HaNefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. And Asher Asu means, the Targum says, he was teaching them Teres. It was already a structure in which it was no longer Tohu. So that ends, those 2,000 years end basically at the very end of Parshas Noah, where we have the mitzvah of going on Nefesh Asher Asu B'Charan. So that's those 2,000 years. Then we have Shnei Alafim Torah, from the beginning of Avraham Avinu's teachings until basically the collapse of the Batei Dinim in Yisrael and the Pizur Yeter that caused the Torah Shebaal Peh to stop developing but to be written down in the Mishnah and Gomorrah is another 2,000 years. That's Shnei Alafim Torah. And then the other 2,000 years is Shnei Alafim Yemot HaMashiach. At least that's what it's Miu'ad. Now, Ba'avonotenu Sherabu Yatsumi HaMashi Yatsu, even though they are Yemot HaMashiach, they don't seem like it. And really, Mashiach could have been here already at the end of 4,000 years. No, they are the Yemot HaMashiach. It's just that it's a very troublesome way of getting there. But they certainly are Yemot HaMashiach. But they are the days in which everything, all old orders collapse and new orders are being developed. But the Maisa would have been nice to actually have Mashiach there from the beginning. Amalei Eliyol, Rabbi Yehuda, Achudah, Rav Salach Hasidah. Eliyahu HaNavi was teaching Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Salach Hasidah's brother, Eino Olam Pachot Mishmonim Chachamisha Yovalot, The world has to be over here at least 4,250 years, it's 85 Yovelos. And then after that, Yovel Acharon Ben David Var, after that Ben David could come. Was it the beginning of the Yovel? Yes, I'm like any other day, didn't tell me that. Kola, I know Kola. Do you mean after that Yovel? Do you mean that Yovel? I'm like any other day, didn't tell me that either. I'm just telling you what I was taught. Ravashi Amar Achi Amalei. What he said was not that that's when Ben David will come. He said, Ad hocha lo tistachi, like, up until this point, don't wait for him to come. Because he's not going to come before that point. But after that point, mikan ve'o tistachi, like, you should indeed wait for him. I'm not telling you that he's coming. Sholach ha'rochanam batachlif l'Rav Yosef. Ani matzati adam echad, u'biyadu megilach ha'tzuvah shurit, v'loshim kodesh. I found this guy. And he really dressed like a Roman. He was holding a Megillah. It was written in Lashon HaKodesh in Ketav HaShurit. Mash was a Megillat Starim that he had picked up somewhere. Amarti lo, Zuli Naim Lecha, where'd you get that from? Amar li, L'chayalot Sharomi Niskarti. Look, I was a carrier for the Roman army. Ubein Ginzei Romi Metzati, I found it in the Vatican. The Ketuvah says that the Achar Arba'at Alafim, Umatayim Ushloshim Shalan, at least based on the Gemara of Erezorah, after 4,230 years, the Shnat Briyato Shel Olam, Olam Yatom. It's the world is as if it's orphaned. Those years, Yamehem Milchamot Taninim. Yes, it's a different gears here. The Gemara changes the gears back to the way it is in Erezorah. So you'll have the wars of the superpowers, the Taninim, Mehem Milchamot Gog Magog, also bad wars, Mishai Yemot HaMashiach, and then whatever is left, you have Yemot HaMashiach, Veina Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechadesh Ato Olamo El Aliyah Peshivat Alafim Shana. But the new world begins only after the end of that cycle of 7,000 years. Revacha Bereid Rav Omar Leach HaMeshit Alafim Shana. By the way, there's an interesting chat of the Mihiri who says, Shit al Feshna is Havi Alma, but Echot Chorub means that out of those 6,000 years, you can take out 1,000 for wars and everything else, which might as well not be world. Not that it's the next year of 1,000. The 1,000 out of that 6,000 is so screwed up that the world is Chorub. So don't count that. Mashman, that he's talking about the last 1,000. But it could be maybe even that it would, if you hold his job, it means you're going to stand it. So and they not going to work out a shalom alach shivat alafim shana. Rabbi, the Rabbi Malach chaneshet alafim shana. You'd have to have 5,000 years. That's what it says. Tanya Rabbi Nasra Mikra Zen Nokev Yored Atom. Look, if you want to see the bottom line till the very depths, and it's not pleasant. Because the Tahom has no end that we measure. So this Pasuk also is telling you, you know, whatever it is, it is. Ki od chazon l'moed v'yipach l'keitz v'lo yechazev im yitmameach hakelo ki vo yavo lo yacher. So what is this saying? It's saying v'yipach l'keitz means you can forget about all of your crazy cheshbonot of when Mashiach is coming. Look, Rabotenu, Shoyu Dorshin. Now forget about all of these drushas. And like they said, they were saying the earliest case. So they said, Ad Idan Idanim Upalad Idan. So they dash in the Pasuk. In the Neil, they talked about the equivalent of Idan. So it would be the Idan of Mitzrayim. So that's the 400 years of Mitzrayim. Or Idanim means times two. So it would be 800 years. So 800 years plus 400 years is 1200 years. And then another Palagidan, another half of that would be another 200 years. So it would be 1400 years from the Korban. Nah, that's not right. I mean, it may be a case, but don't take it seriously. But look, Rabbi Smaloi, don't take Rabbi Smaloi's drosh, Shai Adorech, Ha'akaltem Lechem Dim'a, Vatashkemo bidmaot shalish. So in other words, what we're saying is that Golas Mitzrayim, Golas Bavel, if take the two together, and that is shalish of the crying of Galut Edom. So in other words, if you have add together the 400 years and the 70 years of the Golas Bavel, so multiply that times three, right? And that, because that was only the Shalish, multiply that times three, and you have, so that's 1410, so then that's when the case is, but that already passed it also, didn't happen. Go look to Rabbi Akiva, forget about Rabbi Akiva's Rosh also, Shehaya Doresh, Od Achat Ma'ati, Vani Marish HaShemayim V'Taharet. A little bit more, there's two pshatim in here. Rashi learns that Lamaisa, the Nevi'ah over here that Rabbi Akiva was talking about, was Lagabe, the way in which Malchus Yisrael would be would be restored. So it would be restored with Od Achat Ma'at. In other words, the Ma'at means there'll just be a very minimum Malchus for Yisrael, which will be the binyan of the Beis Hamikdash Hasheni, 70 crummy years in which the Hashem Elohim had any kind of reasonable Malchus, the rest of which was very weak. If you want to include Hordas, you want to include with the Romans, Lamaisa, I mean, you can call that a Malchus, and you have Ben Kuziva, you can call that a Malchus, I mean, yeah, everybody was going around printing coins and claiming it was a Malchus and so on, but, you know, that's Ma'at. You know, only after all the small time stuff on Imarish Tashmayim Varaz. So Malchus Rishon was Shivim Shana, was Achashmanoim. And Malchus Shnia, Chamisha Vishtaim Shana. And then if you want to add, also, after that, you can learn that Pesach HaKol, you have the entire Malchus based Hashmonai with Malchus Hordas. So you can add another Chamishim Rishtayim, that you can add Malchus Ben Kaziva, which is Shtei Shanim Umechta. But this Pesach is saying, Vayipach with Kates below Yechaziv. Blow it away, the Kates. Because Omer Shvur Bar Nachmeni, what does that mean? The bones of those who sit around saying Mashiach is coming, and Mashiach will come now, they should all drop dead and their bones should rot. Those kind of people essentially say, well, I guess Mashiach didn't come, I guess he's not coming. So you didn't even call. That's right. The point over here is your relationship to Mashiach's coming, not his coming. The point is not that he should come. Shema Tomar, you might say, Anu Bechakim. Okay, we're waiting, but he ain't waiting. I mean, nobody else seems to care. It's a one-way relationship. But who ain't no Bechakeh? Talmud Lomar, therefore the Torah says, Lachin Yichakeh Hashem Lechanatchem. God himself is waiting to be Mechanin you. He'll do whatever he can to be Moroccan. So I don't get it then. I mean, if we're waiting, and he's waiting, I mean, why isn't he coming? Well, that's Midas Adin Makevet. I mean, you're not ready. Well, I mean, if that's the case, then why are we waiting? What are we waiting for then? It's a good idea to wait. So the waiting itself is the essential relationship that you have to your Moshe Mashiach, not his coming. Omer Abaye, lo pachot alma mitzlatin v'shita tzadikin mekabli apishchina b'chol dara. There's never less than 36 tzadikim who are mekabel v'pnei hashchina in every generation. Shnemer ashrei kochol chelo. Lo begematris tashim v'shita havi. So there's got to be 36 people that are included in this, that are mekayim the world by being mekayim. Is this true though? Eini v'omar rava dora kamai dora the kamiku shabricha, the row in directly in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tvanisrei alfei havi, 18,000 people. Shinamar saviv shvanesrei elat. No, yeah, there may be a lot of people, but when we're talking about 36 that are on this darga, lokash, hadim istakli b'spaklaria ha'mi'ira, hadim istakli b'spaklaria she'ina mi'ira, not during their lifetime, obviously, that was only Moshe Rabbeinu, but those who were able to see the Shechina directly, so to speak, through a clear glass, and those who can see only like a reflection. So they, yeah, the first row of those who are watching only the the sound and light show, so to speak, but those who are directly capable are only 36 people. I mean, up in Shikulayan, there's so many people. 36, that's an awful lot of people. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai used to say, Ra'iti b'nei aliyah v'hin mu'atim. I'll tell you something. I've looked around and see people that are worth anything in terms of being up there. There ain't too many of them. Imel Afein, if there's 1,000 of them, I guarantee you, Ani Ubni Mehem, my son and I are in that 1,000. Imeyaim, if there's only 100, I'm still convinced, Ani Ubni Mehem. Im Shnaim, if there's only 2, well, we know who they are, Ani Ubni Mehem. But, you know, I can't guarantee you more than that. So how do we get to 36? If somebody is concerned, there might only be 2. Lokasha, the Isle of Abar, the Isle of Abar. Wait. There's different dargas over here. There are those who need to get a pass in order to be nichnas and to be rovis baklaya mihira. And there are those that can go in even without a pass. So those who need a pass, there's 36 that to go in without a pass. That already maybe there's only 2. I don't know, but if there is only 2, it's me and my son. He's saying.
Pass for what?
Pass the game.
And it's get into.
To be mistaka best baklaya on the year. You can't just go there by being there. It's a seder hadvar. Omar Rav, kolu kola kitzin. Forget about all these kitzin. They're all a waste of time because they're all over. At this point, there's no case. There's just tshuva, ma'asim tovim. If Klal Yisrael will do tshuva, then Mashiach will come. If not, he won't come. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, what are you trying to say? That the imlav ain't going. He may not seem to ain't going. Telling me that if Klal Yisrael doesn't do teshuvah, so that they won't bring me down. Said Rabbi Eliezer, well, at least that's you're showing. It's not that they'll do teshuvah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'mamid lamelach shegzerotav kashot kaman. Ultimately, they'll do tshuva. It just might not be very pleasant. So, unfortunately, that didn't help either. So, we tried that one. So, there's back another price that doesn't have that simple solution. In which Rebbe Eliezer says, Im Yisrael osim tshuva nigalim, shenamar shuvu banim shavadim mer pamu shuvotechem. Time in Rebbe Yeshua. What do you need tshuva for? Valo kvar nemar, chinam nimkartem, valo bekesem tigayelu. Chinam nimkartem, for stupidities. And what is kukhavim? Valo bekesem tigayelu, we already saw. Kesem is the lashon, which we refer to tzadikim. You don't need tzikis, tzikayav ha-gula. Lo betshuva u-ma'atim tovim. There's no kesem. You don't have to pay for your gula. Because since the Golas was chinam, so you don't need kesef to come back. How can you say that? What you're saying, you don't need to do tshuva for the gula. Look, shuva elai v'yashuva eleka. At first, return to me, then I'll return to you. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua. Look, ki anochi ba'alti b'chem. Ba'alti b'chem doesn't mean that you have to be willing. Ba'alti b'chem could be a rape too. Ba'alti means I act upon you as if I am the one in charge. And that Nakakti Atem Echad Meir V'Shnayim Mishpacha Ve'Veiti Atchem Tzion, whether you like it or not. It's mashma that even without Shuva. Omar Lo Rebbe Eliezer, V'alor Kvarnema B'Shuva V'Nachati V'Shun. You need to have Shuva. Omar Lo Rebbe Yeshua Eliezer, V'alor Kvarnema Ko Amar Hashem Goel Yisrael Ukto Shal Of Zon Nefesh L'Matayev Goy La'Eved Moshlim. So you see over here, he's talking even to a bozui nefesh, a goy that is mituav, a disgusting, abominable nation. And it says over here, the world will see and bow. You see, you don't need the shuvah. You could be disgusting. You'll still have a gula. Hey, wow. Look, my name is Im Tashuv Yisrael Zehun Hashem Melai Tashuv. Mash when you need to do the shuva. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Valor Panem Aveshvat Aish Labush Habadim, Asher Mimal Imei Hayor, Vayorim Yeminos, Valor Lashamayim, Vayishava b'chai olam. Ki l'moed moadim v'petzi. Uchlos navatz yad am kodesh tichlena kol eile. So here in the vision of Daniel, he sees that at the end of the time in which they have chozek yad, in other words, there was a tikuma, and there was a chozek yadayim, but the whole thing will fall apart, and after that, then will come along, all of these tzoros will then end, and yazmat yad, essentially, like we said before, when it's hopeless, and everybody's given up, and they've tried all the brilliant ideas, none of the brilliant ideas work, then, it doesn't say anything about tshuva. It says all you have to do is see all of your hopes disappear. As long as you still have hopes for something else, whether it's a new weapon system, or whether it's a new government, or whatever it is, nothing's going to happen. But when you give up hope finally, it's at that point Mashiach will come, and doesn't say anything about tshuva. And at that point, Rabbi Yezra gave up. The Shatak Rabbi Yezra, I don't have an answer for that one. That's
so why can't we give up?
That's pretty powerful. Well, that's what Rabbi Zera is saying. Stop putting up signs and give up.